Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight we have a special host that will be taking over my show because it's my birthday, and we're going to have a good time tonight. Tonight we got a kind of short show because I'm stuck out here in New York in the airport. I wouldn't so much say I was stuck. I would so much say that God is moving and I'm being blessed. And just rock with me. I got my sister, Addie Palacci. She's going to take over the show tonight. Hi, Addie. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Tay Goldie.
Hi. So I'm going to pass over the Miss Goldie T radio show to you. Take it away, sister.
Thank you, and I'm going to introduce it again. Welcome to the Miss Goldie to You radio show. We're First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. Hello, everybody, once again. I'm Addie Palacci, and I would like to be your co-host this evening. And we want to do a celebration for Miss Goldilocks, and I'm excited, so excited. And we're going to reverse the tables tonight and report the facts about our host. What you think about that, Miss Goldie? But before we get into that,
I'm excited.
Thank you, Ms. Goldie. I would like to thank you for the pleasurable opportunity and experience, and I'm very honored. And I also would like to thank Culturezine Radio Network for believing in Ms. Goldie and her vision to bring our production of energy within our arts and other manifestation of human intellectual achievement, regarded collectively simply our culture facts. Thank you both.
Yes.
Now we're going to jump right into this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Y'all know it's Ms. Goldie's birthday, and we're going to celebrate it upright. And I want to be the first to say happy birthday, Ms. Goldie. And we want y'all to be involved and call in and give her a shout out.
That's right. The number
is 643. So how it feels to be the old lady that you are, Ms. Goldie?
You said what?
How does it feel? It's your birthday.
Well, it feels maturing, and I like becoming, I like my maturity that I'm moving into. I like being a grandmother. I just like, you know, being a part of the start of wisdom.
Okay. Now, I had the privilege of being a guest on your show, not once, but twice. So most of your listeners and followers know our connection, but I need you to tell those that are just tuning in who you are and a bit of your history, our history.
Well, I'm Miss Goldie. People that know me as long as you know me will probably call me Shantae, but I dare you other people not call me Shantae. And we go way, way back from starting to have children together till we met God together. And we became, you know, like sisters in Christ, just prayer warriors together. And this has been, I would say, about 25 years ago or
yes.
a little bit further. And here we are still rocking together 20-something years later.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, Ms. Goldie, you have many hats and have been wearing them so humbly and delicately. I admire you for those. And how and productively how you shift them from being a loving daughter, courageous mother, and remarkable grandmother, in which they all are your greatest supporter, with your son's future even following in your footsteps in the music industry. Share with us the importance of family.
Well, family is the most important thing to me, especially since I grew up as my mother's only child, and I always wanted brothers and sisters, and I have a lot of cousins, and so my cousins became like my brothers and sisters, but I always wanted a big family. I always wanted to be a part of a family, and God blessed me with that throughout my life, through other people, through other, you know, families. Shout out to the other members of my family that took care of me. Shout out to Mother Marie Cooper and her family. They, you know, a lot of different people took me as in as family. Now my family is humongous, I tell you. And but it's nothing like having your family support you and what you're doing and basically putting that grind to work with you. It just means more. You know, you have strange people that are support you, but when your family comes together with you and works with you and put their hands to the plow with you, it just means so much more.
Right, right. And you mentioned Mother Marie Cooper, and I know that you is doing some work with her. And we won't get into your music history, but just because you mentioned her, I want you to just touch base on your relationship with her and how powerful she is in your life.
Yes. Well, I met Mother Cooper when I was about 12 or 13 years old, and she, you know, she took me in, and she took care of me like I was her child. And a lot of people could take people in and they could mistreat them, and they could try to use them for some kind of money or some kind of something. But it was just really only natural love that she gave me. She taught me, you know, how to be a mother. She taught me how to be a lady, how to be good to people, and ultimately ended up introducing me to God or whatever. So now I have the pleasure of coming back to help her. And actually we're helping each other because while she's praying, I think I'm doing one thing, but I'm doing something else. But
that's my
I just want God to get all the glory out of the situation. We're working on a project with her, and she's definitely going to be featured a lot on the Miss Goldie TU show. So just stay tuned and support us on that, too.
Yeah, and since you mentioned that, I know everybody here knows that you is a hardcore rapper. However, you always implement God first in all that you do. How do you shift that hat within itself with representing God and then representing the truth of the street and the legend of the street, the realness of it?
Ooh, girl, now you know that's wrong because I was just having – I just got a lecture today about not straddling both sides of the fence. And you know how you can't serve two masters. And
that's right.
And it's kind of hard, especially when I know better. It's like when you go out to do things and you know it's wrong when you go do it, but you still go do it anyway. And it's like whatever
right.
consequences you have to suffer after that is the consequences you suffer. Because, you know, I know God for myself and I know the devil for myself too. So
right.
And it's not, I wouldn't advise anyone to play both sides of the fence. But right now I'm in a transition. And like I just said, I just want God to get the glory out of my life. Maybe some people will see the transition or see the change, will see the crossover and will appreciate, you know, maybe I can be an example of how your life could be one way one minute and another way another minute.
Right. And before we go to a commercial, I just want to say this. With me being your sister for so long, over 20-something years, and like you said, we done had both, like we done did the road of the streets together as well as, you know, praise God together and everything like that and raise our children together. And as me watching you, like I said, you really inspire me because you never let me fall to the wayside no matter what curve you took. You always made sure that I stayed positive to where if I wanted to do something, you would put me back on that path. So for your listeners, I want them to know that no matter what we do in our life or whatever else, there's just sometimes that deliverance is not in our time, but in God's timing. And
right.
When it's your time, it will happen for you. And I just continuously pray that in God's time that you won't have to feel like you're straddling a fence or anything like that, but you'll be doing his will. And I believe that by you doing this, that you are doing his will because you can reach so many people through Culture Zine Radio Network.
Right. Thank you so much. So if you have just tuned in, you are now listening to the Miss Goldie to You Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. And I got my lovely co-host, my sister, Miss Addie Valachi. And we said, you know, we was going to chop it up and play some songs that I grew up on, some songs that I like, made me like hip-hop. So I'm going to take it to Biz Markie with the Faces.
All right.
The meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that one you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.G. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man Jesus Swarm didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper.
make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Now that's what I'm talking about, right? That's the type of hip hop that I love so much.
Right. Yes. And we're building a bridge here with Goldilocks celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Goldie, to you.
Yay.
Building a bridge here. Can you describe what motivates you to demonstrate your creativity with music when you, by purpose, or multi-talented, and how have rap music found a home within your soul?
Well, rap music, I always loved rap music, but if I could sing, I would have definitely been a singer. But since I can't carry a broken note, I can, you know. But they say my voice sounds good, and I always wrote, like, poetry and things like that. So shout out to Big Bruce and Little Bruce and Filthy Rich. They took the time to teach me how to put my lyrics in song formation and how to basically, you know, jump on a beat or whatever. But I like the old school hip hop, but hip hop is not really my thing. It's like I'm very R&B, but if I could do R&B, I certainly would.
Right. And I want to shout out to Big Bruce and Lil Bruce as well. Now, which qualities do you respect? What do you respect and value in hip hop today, and what qualities don't you like?
Well, I don't like the fact that they promote so much sex, drugs, and violence. They, you know, promote homosexuality, not, you know, as it being something that is totally cool and okay. They promote a lot of drug usage, and like I heard, I had Granddaddy IU on the show, and he said, you know, since when was it ever cool to be a drug addict, or when was it ever cool to, you know, just do these things and not care about, you know, when we were coming up, we cared about what people thought, or we cared about how adults looked at us. And now it's like they are ruling it so hard that it's becoming like a trend, epidemic, and it's causing kids to make mistakes, some of the biggest mistakes of their lives, and it's like society is promoting as being okay.
Right. And your actions, are you taking within your music to where to stop it or to address the situation? Like, we're talking about it right now, but, you know, most time we talk about it when it's presented to us at that time, but how far do you take your belief with the industry?
Well, I have made some very questionable music. Not, of course, not promoting sex or drugs. Not really violence either, but I can be type of aggressive because I am from the street. And they always, you know, when I first came out making music, they would tell me, go hard or go home. And then, you know, I would try to make my little clean music and try to teach people the Bible without them knowing that they was learning it. And they would tell me, you know, that was good and everything, but don't nobody want to hear that. So
right.
I just started going hard, and it just created a beast that was untamable. And then I found myself being a contribution to the craft.
Right. And in your opinion, what have been the best way for you to lead your fan base?
Well, I love my life song. I try to lead my fan base into realization and positivity. if you can just realize and keep it real about what's going on in the street, about what's going on in our community, about what's going on in our lives. I basically would just love to be the voice of reasoning, the voice of peace, and the voice of bringing people's awareness up, making us realize that it's just us attacking ourselves. And we're doing these things to each other. We're doing these things to ourselves, and that we need to stop. So I would love to be that voice in particular.
Now, Ms. Goldie, you have a large fan base, like I said, because you are entwined in many different entertainment venues. I would love for you to tell us about First Lady Entertainment. What is your involvement with the great inspirational stage play movement that was written, produced, and directed by the beautiful Ms. Hope Hollingsworth Coligson?
Well, First Lady Entertainment is an event planning company that I started in 2007. Basically, I can make people's event dreams happen. With, you know, sometimes people have to plan parties and events, and by the time it gets to the event, you're so worn down, you can't even enjoy it. So basically what
right.
First Lady Entertainment does is make that happen for people. And the gospel play Never Judge But Christ cover, oh my goodness, it was such an experience, I swear. Shout out to Hope, her vision and her message. It was a message that needed to be reached out to everybody, because we all tend to judge people, and sometimes we think we have the right to judge people, and we don't. We should be examining ourselves. And basically, that's what the play was about, us doing self-examination and not judging people by the way they look or who you think they are, whatever title they hold, because at the end of the day, we're all just people, and we all have faults, we all have needs, we all make mistakes, and, you know, none of us are better than the other. So shout out to Hope. I love that play. It was awesome.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful woman. And you do so much. So reveal your extracurricular community and volunteer activities, because you also cook for people like you, a chef by
right.
nature. And you take care of everybody's children. Like we talked last interview about me, how my mother, she raised everybody's kids, but wouldn't have Ms. Goldie raised someone else's children besides her own.
Well, I just always try to be like a mother figure, a big sister figure in the community, because that's what was done for me. And I just was so grateful for the people that took the time out to teach me and, you know, teach me how to be a woman, teach me how to get along in my community. And we don't have a lot of that anymore. We don't have people that genuinely care about other people's kids. They'll just say, well, it ain't my kids, it ain't my problem. But these are the people that's playing with your kids, and these are the people that's going to shoot your kids, or these are the people that your kids is going to introduce your kids to drugs. So you should care about other people's kids, not just your own, because we have to care about each other. And your
right.
kids are my kids, and my kids should be your kids.
Always. And that's how we all should think. And with your experiences, which one has, like, really had an impact on your life and has changed you as a person?
I would say life on a daily is changing me. An impact present moment is changing me as a person. And it's testing my patience. And right now, I think we should just take everything as a learning lesson and everything as a sign, because I don't think anything is not done for, you know, no reason. But it's been a lot of experiences in my life that has changed the way I felt, changed the way I definitely felt about people, changed the way I, you know, want to move within my own self and what I want to leave behind. Like, what is my dash? What's going to be in between my dash? Like, so, I don't know. I just want to be more of an impact than be impacted.
Okay, no wrong with that, because I feel you. I'm on that level too, just wanting to make an impact and a difference in so many lives. So I try to do that by giving back. However, as long as it's productive and positive, I'm here and I'm there, I'm everywhere. So let me ask you this. How do you determine or evaluate success?
You said how do I do what?
How do you determine or evaluate success?
Well, I just feel like success comes from within us achieving things that we never thought we can achieve. Some people look at success as monetary or, you know, things that people can see, but at the end of the day, money doesn't make you successful or, you know, power doesn't make you successful. I think just achieving things that you set out to achieve and doing them make you, even if you just get your laundry done today, that could be a part of success if that's what you were setting out to do. Or, you know,
exactly.
People try to put it on a big scale because I don't see you on TV, or NTV, on BT. I don't want to be on those TV shows, actually, because those people I kind of feel sorry for. Those are the people that we got to pray for because they get thrown to the wolves every day. Goldie come out in the limelight when she wants to. It's not like I'm constantly. I've been sitting in the airport for hours. I don't have anybody taking pictures of me or, you know, trying to write stories about me while I'm just doing simple things. And I can still go outside with my hair messed up and don't have to worry about it. To where, you know, but my measure of success is just, you know, getting my kids to adulthood, getting my, you know, me being alive, and it's small things I contribute to success.
Okay, and what skills you think you have gained from hosting Miss Goldie to You radio show?
Well, I love doing it, actually, and I feel like I'm just a voice for other people, and I'm giving my people the opportunity to, it's something that we don't really have in our hood. We don't have radio hosts in our hood. We don't have TV hosts in our hood. So if I can be that for us, that's who I am. I'm that platform for us.
Okay. And we all is unique in our own way. But what makes Miss Goldie different?
Well, I think what makes me different is basically who God made me. God made us all different. And I'm not better than anyone. And, you know, I'm pretty sure the story that I have, a lot of people have kind of the same story. It's just what I choose to do with the good and bad things that happen to me throughout my life is what possibly can make me different, the outcome, and because I could have been a lot worse thing, and I'm just grateful to God that I'm not. So,
okay.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we go to another commercial, you had just won an award recently. What was that about?
Well, I won an Underground Music Award for Most Original Female Artist, which was very special to me because I didn't get categorized as an R&B artist or a hip-hop artist. I got categorized as the most original female, and it took me about 12 years to get that award.
But you got it. Okay, well, we're going
to
go for
it. To get that little award.
And I'm so proud of you and happy for you. Like, you just so know. As you winning it, I'm winning it. So,
right.
If we can go to a.
We team winning right now. So we're going to take it to another song with one of our homegirls from the fam, Miss the Queen of Yonkers, Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige.
Okay, so currently we are having technical difficulties out here at LaGuardia Airport. Shout out to New York. Shout out to LaGuardia. And definitely shout out to this nasty weather. But we're going to keep it going with my sister Addie. And she's my co-host, my birthday co-host. So
happy birthday, Goldie.
Yay.
Happy birthday. I'm sorry that you got to celebrate it there, but we're going to link up real soon. And you can be able to show me the rough side of the road over there. So, Goldie, now tell me what inspires you to write. my two favorite songs, Testify in My Life.
Well, just the pain that I go through, and I always use writing as a tool to express my feelings. I've never really felt like I had people to talk to coming up or whatever. So I used to just write things. I never liked to hurt people's feelings or anything like that. So I would just always write how I feel. And my life came when, shout out to Alan Ritter, he called me in the studio and he said, "Hey, Goldie, I got this track for you. And I just know you're going to work it out. I just know you're going to work it out." So he put the My Life track on, and it was like the ultimate union of the perfect melody and the perfect storyline. And the Testify song is just basically me popping crap about myself.
Well, because you can't play it right now on the radio so they can hear it, if you can just give me like a little sample of both, the clean version.
Oh, you definitely caught me out, yo.
You put
okay,
it back.
You ready?
Yeah, we ready.
The people in the airport are looking at me like I'm crazy. But
you all this okay.
My life. Let me think. Dreams, but it's just the hood scheming, perpetrating how they live in foreign north and it ended. It's just the beginning, prison sentences, snitches turning witnesses, fiends working for the government. It's the price we gotta pay, and we all gotta love it. The pride to commit homicide, think nothing of it. You rep for the hood, I'm a rep for my people. Ain't no colors above me, cause they all created equal. Brave times is lethal, your life ain't a sequel. Race to die as the gun cock brings out gunshots. Prepare, beware for the body that drops. It's us against ourselves and the world against we. Can't let the devil take me out, I'm God's property. So I emerge from the pit that I live in, the slave mentality that I was given. Switch the game up, change my religion, from drug dealing and spitting. The life that I'm living ain't the life I was given. So in other words, in that verse, I was basically saying that we all live these lives that we are pretending to live. It's not the lives that we were given, and it's not the lives that we was meant to live. So we basically, you know, grow up perpetrating it because we want to be like somebody else, or we want to look like somebody else, or we want to sound like somebody else, when in reality we all have our own lives to live, and they are individual lives.
Okay, and this is something off of Testify. When I first heard that, if you remember, I called you. I said, "Yo, sis, when I go to a club, now I don't go to clubs anymore." I said to her, "I said, well, Tay, because I call her Tay. I said, Tay, that's gonna be my theme song for when I walk up in the club." So hit me with something from Testify.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, I don't even remember that song. I mean, Miss Goldie got about 40-something songs in circulation. But basically, Testify song is about just how it would be if everybody was me. So the video is actually funny. It's like a parody video where I keep seeing myself in other people. And I keep seeing myself in the street. I keep seeing myself on the grind. I see myself writing songs. I see myself in the studio. So the Testify song is basically, this is how it be if everybody was me. So, you know, I just brag about me being y'all's first lady and how cocky I could be at times. The real me is so humble and not cocky at all. But Miss Goldie is super cocky. I'm sorry, guys. Not me. She takes over kind of like Sasha Fierce.
Yes. And I love both versions of you. I mean, because you are a very humble woman, and I believe that's why you're being blessed with so many avenues that you're doing right now, is because of your humbleness. And everybody is willing and wanting to work with Goldie. However, what rappers out here now that put fires under Miss Goldie?
Say that again.
What rappers out here today put fire under you to make you want to go?
Because
like I said, you report the facts in everything that you do. Like, you keep it real and it's hardcore. And I mean, you run with the guys out there. You're running with the guys out there.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
What rappers out there that put fire under you that make you go hard like you do?
I don't know, because I'm not – I'm sorry, people, but I'm not really feeling anybody. I'm not feeling any of them. I'm just so discouraged with the whole hip-hop community. I mean, I got some of my favorite rappers, but I like the old school stuff. The stuff that's coming out right now, I really don't care so much for it at all, like at all. And I'm in the South. I'm starting to listen to a lot of artists from the South, and they got a lot of, basically, it sounds like the same music. I'm just going to keep it real. It sounds like everybody's making the same song.
Okay, okay. So who would you like to collaborate with, and where do you see your career in 2 to 5 years?
Well, I would love to collaborate with DMX so we can make this good old gospel song together, me, him, and Mother Cooper.
And I'm going to be your praise dancer.
But, I would love to collaborate with some R&B artists, like maybe, what's his name, Bryson Tiller.
Okay, okay, yeah, I'm digging him, I'm digging him.
Yeah, I like the little new R&B dudes that's out.
Okay, we're going to go a little, like, dig a little personal into your life. Is Miss Goldie dating today?
What?
Yes.
No, Miss Goldie doesn't date. It's life is too busy for me. And, you know, nobody has time for people like me. Nobody likes me.
And what I think is, so it's not that no one likes you enough. Like you said, it's like the time that you have is very, very booked time. And right now, being single is just another opening for opportunities. So we rush nothing. We wait on the Lord to send our men.
That's right. I'm waiting. I'm waiting on my good and faithful husband to show up.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Now I'm going to take it back to our children. As far as Future, your son, and I know this interview is about you, but he is you. So I'm going to ask you, how do you assist him with his music? Or do he assist you with yours? How do that work out?
Well, he's actually a bigger inspiration to me probably than I am to him. He, he's actually the one that pressed play and made me get into it because he was so little and he could do it. And he was blessed with the gift of music or whatever. And he helped me in a lot of my creativity. And what I try to help him with is on the management side and basically with the content that he creates. I try to create a cleaner, more conscious content because, you know, basically – I want him to know that talent doesn't come from cursing or degrading women, that it actually comes from using your lyrical ability and putting your brain to work to make music. So I try to encourage him to make good music.
Okay. And do y'all have anything that y'all collab on or now, or should we be waiting to hear something? Because I know that you're going to do something marvelous with your son if you haven't already.
Right. We have a collaboration that we did with Mary J. Blige's brother, Corbin Fun, Bruce Miller. Me, him, and Future have a collaboration together. And we have a collaboration with Team Phenom, but we definitely have to create some newer, cleaner, new us type music.
Right. Now, as far as your children, tell the people how many children do you have and all the positive influence that they have on you. I know we spoke about family in the beginning and how influential they are in your life, but I believe when we put it, because they're grown children, I believe when we put them out there and we don't make it just about us wherever we go, we implement them, they grow greater into their destiny. So if you could tell us about each of your children, all the positive and productive things that they're doing, and they are doing so well to where I, Addie, are so proud of them.
Yes, I love my kids. They definitely grew up to picked up some good things from me. And, you know, they got minds of their own. They're not followers. They're definitely leaders. And they inspire me. And they always have my back. I love that so much. They always have my back, and they inspire me to just to keep on wanting to do things for them.
Right. Right.
Yeah, just being their role model is the best.
And you have one is also that follows your acting career as well, in modeling. Beautiful children you have. And I believe one of my babies graduate this year.
Yes, Miss Kalia. She has been in a couple of productions and a short film. And she's also an excellent singer. I can't wait to get her developed to get her going. Yeah. So.
Okay. Go ahead.
And
we also have one that's graduating this year.
Yes, Miss Erica. Shout out to her.
Yes, congratulations, baby girl.
Yeah, she worked so hard. I'm not gonna, you know, they actually have. Yeah, but shout out to Erica. She is definitely graduating this year. I get to come with the balloons and the noise and everything over there at the county center.
Don't embarrass my baby, man. You know how we get about our kids. And listen,
yes,
this just shows. Listeners, this just shows that it's not just about Miss Goldie to you. Like I said, she wears so many hats. And her first hat that she do wear is mother hat. And like I said, not just to her kids, but to a lot of people's children. And our children just follow what they see. So we don't want them to be a product of their so-called environment, because environment could be anything. Culture is everything. So we want to give them that productive and positive culture, and that's what she's been doing with hers to wear. All of us fall short. So, you know, we have bumps in the road, but because of the bumps in the road that she took, she is able to guide her children around those, and that's what she's been doing. And, like, I can't stress enough how much I admire your work within all the hats that you continually shift. Tell me, how do you do that? Hello? We're having, like, technical difficulties, but we'll have Ms. Goldie back on the line. If you could just bear with me. Ms. Goldie, can you hear us? Listeners, we're trying to get her back on the line right now. Like I said, if you can please bear with us. It is a birthday celebration for Ms. Goldie. Happy birthday again, Ms. Goldie. We're trying to take it in right. Ms. Golding, we still can't hear her, so we're still going to maybe see if she can hang up and call back in. But we once again want to thank Culture Zine Radio Network. Radio Network, just for giving us the opportunity and chance to be on here so we can bring culture to each and every one of you, whether it's through the blog, internet, or through phone services. And we just want to appreciate you all for logging in and helping us celebrate Ms. Goldie's radio, her birthday today. And we want to try once again to get her back on the line. Hello, Ms. Golding. Ms. Golding. Well, listeners, she did have to hang up, so we're going to try to get her back in on the line now. Just please bear with us. Happy birthday again, because I know that she's listening another way, so We just gonna keep on the birthday celebration. And until she called back in, I'm gonna tell you stories about Miss Goldie. Like she's just been a great inspiration to me. Great inspiration. She actually been there for me during my incarceration. I did 7.5 years state prison time for homicide during domestic dispute. And so many times where we thought that we have friends that we claim and that we want to claim, Miss Goldie was my friend. She didn't contact anybody to try to find my information or anything. She did it herself. She contacted me and she found me and she stayed in touch with me for 6.5 years. Not only did she stay in touch with me, but she also had her children contact me to make sure that I received mail, phone calls, pictures, and those things, which mean a lot to inmates. And during this process time, she never once asked for anything in return but for me to stay healthy mentally and emotionally. And by that, she fed me the word. She encouraged me, made sure that my children was okay, that she checked on my children for me. So Miss Goldie, when I say that she is heaven sent in so many aspects, and I can't, like, thank or appreciate her enough. And just by her linking up with Culture Zine Radio and bringing the facts, her facts is that she's loved to me. She is so desperately loved to me. And I'm quite sure that everybody that's listening, even the people that she has interviewed so far, they can relate to where she's so down to earth and she brings, like, a positive energy wherever she goes. She's not just the hype man to a party or whatever else. She is the party within itself. And I just can't thank her enough for her hat that she played within my life. She encouraged me to do the job that I do with Mother in Charge. It's a national organization. And what we do, we assist homicide victims throughout the nation. We try to get them all the service that they need. We try to prevent homicides from happening in our areas. We try to bring people together as one in unity, and it starts basically at home. And she just pushes that. When she did my interview, that was one of the things that she, like, actually put out there was Mothers in Charge. She also encouraged me with the fight that I'm fighting with the National Council for Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls. And what we try to do with that organization, and we try to change legislation and laws to where some of our women that are incarcerated, they have extensive sentences. And with that, it's not just an epidemic with drugs, alcohol, and stuff like that. It's an epidemic in the time that they give us. It's an epidemic with homicide that's out here. And she is one of the great ones who donates so much information and research to me to assist me and the job that I do to make sure that it goes smooth. So she's behind the scene on that. She won't take credit for none of that, but she assists me so well with that. And I can't thank her enough. And I'm so upset that she's there and I'm here and we can't celebrate her birthday the way that she deserves to. But I'm quite sure her listeners, y'all giving her shout-outs and everything, letting her know that it's something to celebrate life within itself and her celebrating being on Culture Zine Radio. And we just want to give her a great shout out. Happy birthday, Goldie. Once again, we love what you do. We appreciate what you do. And we need you just so you continue on bringing a fact, because the facts is it's about unity. It's about love. It's about respect and honoring one each other, no matter what the situation is, and to lift each other up. So as we close out, I just want to thank Goldie again. I want to thank you listeners for enduring the whole programming, even with the technical difficulties with her losing services while she's at the airport. We just pray that she make it back safe to wherever her destination is. And y'all just make sure that y'all tune in next Tuesday. Thank you all.